Good morning. Today is Sunday, July 18th, 2021. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Jason Kapoor, and this is Stocks to Watch, Wall Street's Breakfast Weekend Edition. Our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Follow this account and turn the email alert on to receive this article in your inbox every Sunday morning. A podcast of Stocks to Watch is also available on Seeking Alpha, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. The earnings season heats up in a big way next week with IBM, Netflix, Chipotle, Coca-Cola, and Twitter as just a few of the major companies due to spill numbers. Economic reports due out include updates on housing starts, construction data, existing home sales, and the latest round of PMI numbers. Meanwhile, the events calendar features a show and tell from L Brands ahead of the split of Victoria's Secret and Bath & Body Works businesses. Cryptocurrency investors will be watching several Bitcoin conferences. All eyes in the electrical vehicle sector will be on the splashy trading debut of Lucid Motors. Earnings Spotlight, Monday, July 19th. AutoNation and IBM. Earnings Spotlight, Tuesday, July 20th. Travelers, UBS, Philip Morris International. Travelers, United Airlines, Chipotle, and Netflix. Earnings Spotlight, Wednesday, July 21st. Verizon, Johnson & Johnson, Coca-Cola, Texas Instruments, and Kinder Morgan. Earnings Spotlight, Thursday, July 22nd, AT&T, Dow, Abbott Labs, American Airlines, Intel, Twitter, Snap, VeriSign, Domino's Pizza, and Las Vegas Sands. Earnings Spotlight, Friday, July 23rd, American Express, Honeywell, and Kimberly-Clark. IPO Watch. A very busy week is on tap for IPOs. Look for public debuts for Paycor HCM, VTEX, CS Disco, Kaltura, Gambling Group, Ryan Specialty Group, Infrastructure, Zenvia, Couchbase, Zevia, and Outbrain. IPO lockup periods expire on MYT Netherlands, Dreamfinders Homes, RLX Technology, Patriot Investments, Montauk Renewables, and Huawei International Group. The most notable quiet period expiration of the week may be Chinese EV truck manufacturer and maker Truck Alliance. M&A tidbits. Shareholders with Enterprise Financial Services vote on the merger with First Choice Bancorp on July 20th. The walk date on Maximum Integrated Analog Devices deal is July 21st. The HSR deadline on the Stamps.com go private deal also arrives next week. Healthcare Watch. Catalyst Biosciences is due to make poster presentations on Marsbatag Alpha at the upcoming International Society on Thrombosis and Hemostasis Virtual Congress. The FDA action date arrives on Albacaro Pharma, odevixibat for progressive familial intrahepatic cholestasis. The company is hoping for a launch in the second half of the year. The two-day Disease Prevention Control Summit 2021 begin with talks from FDA, CDC, World Health Organization officials, as well as execs from Pfizer, Adaptive Biotechnologies, Moderna, and Redhill Biopharma. Projected dividend increases quarterly. A number of banks are expected to boost their dividend payouts next week. Projected dividend rates are forecast of Bank of America to 21 cents from 18 cents, Northern Trust to 75 cents from 70 cents, Discover Financial to 47 cents from 44 cents, Huntington Bank shares to 16 cents from 15 cents, and Comerica to 72 cents from 68 cents. L Brands split. L Brands hosts a virtual investor meeting covering growth plans and strategies for Bath & Body Works and Victoria's Secret in advance for the planning separation of the two companies in August. J.P. Morgan is constructive on L Brands ahead of the event on the expectation that investor interest in the stock will increase before the split. Netflix earnings preview. Netflix is due to report earnings on July 20th, with investors and analysts expected to have a sharper focus on the content schedule than the actual Q2 tallies. Into the report, Morgan Stanley highlights some of the risks for Netflix with Q2 and Q3 estimates due in reporting consumer and the lingering effects of 2020 production delays, but reiterates an overweight rating based on positive view of long-term path for the streamer. J.P. Morgan is also confident on Netflix in what it calls its strongest six-month content slate ever. Fear Street and Money Heist are expected to be released by Netflix in Q3, and Cobra Kai and The Witcher in Q4. New seasons of Stranger Things, Ozark, The Crown, and Bridgerton are anticipated in 2022. Netflix remains the most used service, and we believe its breadth of originals support the long-term pricing power, notes KeyBanc Capital Markets analyst Justin Patterson on the content's upside. Chicago Auto Show. The Chicago Auto Show runs all weekend. The event at the downtown Chicago McCormick Place of Convention Center is the first major auto show since the pandemic. Ford is showing off its electric F-150 Lightning and Mach-E, while other model introductions include the 2022 Jeep Compass, 2022 Volkswagen Golf GTI/R, and Nissan Z Proto. Some of the automakers are allowing test drives and featured models. Lucid steps out. Churchill Capital Corp IV holds a special shareholder meeting to vote on the business combination with Lucid Motors. The anticipation closing date for the business combination is July 23rd. The post-combination company will be renamed Lucid Group and trade on the Nasdaq under the ticker symbol LCID. Lucid has exceeded our expectations since announcing the merger at the end of February and is set to become a leading U.S. technology and sustainable mobility company. We believe Lucid will take the EVs to the next level with its proprietary technology and will provide attractive opportunities for Churchill investors, says Churchill Capital's CEO Michael Klein. The Lucid Dream Edition is fully reserved, and the company is on track for production and deliveries for the second half of 2021. Spotlight on Bitcoin. A number of events during the week will focus on Bitcoin. ARK Invest is co-hosting a Bitcoin-focused initiative called the B-Word that aims to demystify and desegmentize mainstream narratives about Bitcoin. The B-Word event will feature live interviews with ARK Invest's Kathy Wood and Square's Jack Dorsey, as well as presentations from Lynn Alden, Adam Back, Nick Carter, Michael Morell, Dr. Nia Norella, John Newbery, Anthony Pompliano, and more. The two-day Red E-Fine Tomorrow 2021 event focuses on various investment trends in the digital assets. Riot Blockchain CEO Jason Les is one of the speakers at the Bitcoin mining event aimed at financial professionals. Corporate events. The Electronic Arts EA Play Live event launches. The company has tipped off that new gameplay reveals will be part of the focus. Charles Schwab Corporation holds its summer business update call on July 22nd. On the same day, Mercedes-Benz hosts a strategy update event focusing on the e-mobility. The event could feature updates on the timing of the electronification of certain Mercedes models. Check out Seeking Alpha's Catalyst Watch for a detailed list of specific events to watch. Notable annual meetings. Constellation Brands on July 20th. Genesco, also a shareholder meeting on July 20th, amid a proxy fight with Legion partners on board nominees. Stock splits. The Ashford Hospitality Trust 1-for-10 stock split becomes effective on July 19th. The NVIDIA 4-for-1 stock split and Shoe Carnival 2-for-1 split also become effective next week. Barron's mentions. Academy Sports and Outdoors is profiled favorably after delivering 3 straight quarters of benefit that better than expected sales and profits. Valuation on ASO is also a 9x forward earnings, even after shares gained 75% in 2021 already. SAP SE is also seen as an attractive investment. Shares of SAP are seen playing catch-up to other software companies that have made the cloud transformation. The Barron's Roundtable got together again to churn up some stock ideas. American Tower, Cohu, Masonite International, CNH Industrial, Madison Square Garden Sports, Splunk, RH, and Toyota are just a few stocks some mentioned as potential bargains in a pricey market. We close out our week with our single stock focus, Merck, ticker MRK. The FDA has approved a new version of the pneumococcal vaccine developed by Merck for the prevention of invasive disease caused by 15 strains of Streptococcus. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com to get Wall Street Breakfasts and Stocks to Watch on your phone. For your morning commute, subscribe to our podcast on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher. You can also sign up for other podcasts like SA for FAs, Alpha Trader, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Let's Talk ETFs on those similar platforms. Have a wonderful week.